And we really are rolling. No, for serious. We're rolling.
God, I fucking hate it when you do that. You suck as an engineer. I'm just telling you right now. You're supposed to give us a countdown.
Can we fire
and
him?
Let us know.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Hi, guys. I'm Miss Jenga.
I'm Freckles.
I'm Captain Jack.
Welcome to the O-Face Podcast.
Episode 4. Woo-hoo. We fix the sound issues.
Woo! Nice.
Sounds the much best better now. Sound engineer ever.
Woo! Wait a second. That's not what you said a second ago.
That's right.
I'll be in the outtakes. What are we talking about, guys?
We're talking about dirty stuff.
Dirty
yeah,
talk.
You're nervous.
I am a bit nervous.
What
I'm
are you
sorry.
Nervous about?
So, you know, I feel I am an excellent dirty talker.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
One-on-one.
Me and the girl. When we get at it, when we start talking, oh, it's naughty and nasty, and you can't repeat that in public.
Is that what makes
but,
you nervous? You think I'm going to pin
maybe,
you down and make you talk?
I don't know.
Maybe I could snuggle you. You could whisper dirty
the
talk
things,
in my
the
ear.
The things that you make me do outside of the bedroom.
The things that I make you do outside
yeah,
of the bedroom?
Yeah, it's...
clean stuff.
Am I your in real life Dom? Is that what you're...
Oh my God, I think you're right.
Oh wait, is Dom short for domestic? That puts a whole new spin on things.
Oh my God. So I am the education director at New Horizons Adult Social Club. And we did a dirty talk role playing and how to make the STI health talk sexy, which we'll have... The wonderful educator on sometime
STI,
in the future.
STI, enlighten me and anybody else that doesn't know.
Okay,
I do know.
Sexually transmitted infection.
Thank
when
you.
We were younger, it used to be called an STD, sexually transmitted disease.
But then doctors got their shit together and decided that it wasn't disease, it's just an infection.
Yeah, well, and the other thing too, I've been doing some research lately. This is kind of interesting, not to make this completely unsexy. Davey Ward, who is also an educator here in the area, has done a lot of podcasts recently on her show with people that do healing of what's previously considered incurable STI viruses with natural healing and energy work and stuff like that. So it's not a death sentence anymore or social death sentence to
certainly not, yeah.
to get an STI. So
still not a good thing to get, though.
No, it's definitely not. But we had an educator here talking about how to make those conversations more appealing. So it's not just like, hey guys, do you have anything? And just like dead air.
Well, of course, fucking not. What are you trying to say?
That's what we were saying. Nothing. We have nothing.
So you guys, you had to skip out because you had a date and some scheduling madness with children.
Yes.
So you were only there for a segment of it.
You're right. I was there for the sexy STI talk.
What did you think of that?
I thought it was really good. I thought that that the educator did a really, really awesome job of like working the room and being really light, and I wasn't sure exactly what to expect when I got into it.
Right.
And she did a fantastic job of just like, hey guys, you know what? This is a really uncomfortable thing. So I'm going to use the discomfort that you're all feeling of me standing in front of you and just break it off to the other side. Just bam, just push it up to 11. And then it was just this like, you know, downhill roller coaster ride of funny and awesome.
She had some humor to it.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
really helped.
Which is nice. Yeah.
And
one of the things
topic.
That like when I have the health talk with a new play partner or, you know, I'm checking in with somebody that maybe I've played with previously and I have it for a couple months or whatever, I'll always say, so do you have any health concerns? Because the other thing that people also forget about when they're having that conversation with someone is like, you know, do you have an injury? Is your shoulder fucked up? You know, is there
or
something
your hip,
or your hip? Yeah. Because they're I shut down any new play partners for about 6 months because I was had an injury to my sciatic.
Is your ass bruised from the night before? And don't spank me.
That can be a very valid, real concern.
Yes,
it is true.
Yeah,
I've done that before, and I never had a girl so mad at me before. Somebody that previously loved being spanked, and I wasn't thinking of it. Sure, she.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And you spanked her, and she had a bruised ass.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh.
From previous play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
That was it. Just
nothing.
Yeah. Bingo. You win a prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I
you
may
were
have met
here.
Her.
You were here for the dirty talk section.
I was. Yes.
Yeah. You didn't like it.
I lost interest,
yeah.
Kind of, and
oh. Not because
it
the speaker
might
wasn't dynamic,
no,
and fabulous.
Love the
looked
speaker.
Hot,
awesome. The whole panel was cool, but it. So it's a very personal thing. Dory talks very personal,
right,
between me and my girlfriend.
Sure,
and it to open it up, just even in a general discussion.
Right.
I'm crawling in my skin right now, even sitting right here. The idea of having to do this podcast.
This is a safe space.
We're going to hug
with
you.
I just
potentially thousands
way
of people.
Slurred that way more than I expected to.
You kind of gave
why
me a little gleam in your eye,
it?
Too. Yeah.
Wait, mm-hmm. Before we go any further, what is this fantastic thing sitting in front of me?
It is a Mai Tai that is made.
Wait, it's not glowing green or blue.
Right.
What the fuck?
You know
why?
Because it's made with alcohol and not bullshit. No Mai Tai mixing,
so
with Mai Tais, beaches.
Mine looks layered. Now, is that how it's supposed to be, or
yes,
you just failed to mix it?
It is. You drink and mix. It's light rum, and then
on the bottom,
orange curacao in the middle,
uh-huh,
lime juice, and then
uh-huh,
a float of dark rum at the top.
Yeah, all the dark rums right there at the
yep
top.
And then when you drink it, you get all the bits.
All the bits.
Yep.
I'm afraid I'm just going to drink rum here.
It's mostly rum.
Oh yeah,
that's all right.
Woo.
Better than that other bullshit you made
you know
me a couple weeks ago.
That was a good bartender.
I didn't make you one the other week, a couple weeks ago, and
true
it wasn't bullshit. It was fucking fantastic. I drank the shit out of that drink. I don't care if you don't like it.
Okay, I'm gonna use my finger as a mixer.
Okay.
Just stick the tip in.
Just the tip. Just the tip.
Just stick the tip in.
yeah.
And then
mixy.
Flick it off.
Suck it. There you go. Yeah. So the dirty talk thing makes you uncomfortable. Well, I don't want you
to
do
in a group setting. In like
sure.
You know.
Okay.
Well, and we intentionally set it up so nobody would have to participate in that because
yeah
we had a session afterwards where people could come and ask us questions or whatever privately because that is a very personal thing to people. And then we had our club manager, Mr. Big, doing the role playing. And he is Mr. Big because he's actually a dwarf and has mm-hmm had a lot of fun doing role playing, so that was another
apparently
level of awesome.
He's normal size everywhere else.
Shh, don't tell him he doesn't know he's a dwarf.
Spoiler alert.
Speak of the devil.
So we had a little handout about the dirty talk, which I brought with me. There you go.
This looks like homework.
It's all right, homework.
Okay, pass the paper. All right. Sweet. Okay.
So what is it about talking about the dirty talk? Because I don't want to get it. Because like Freckles and I, we have dirty talk too, and
mm-hmm
and I'm not going to disclose necessarily anything that we have intimate conversations about because
mm-hmm
there's some stuff that's like you know the kinks that we're into
mm-hmm
that. You know, that's between us.
I think that's part of it.
Okay.
I don't want to expose. Because part of the reason why it's fun is because it's just me and my girlfriend. It's
okay
just the two of us sharing things that, you know, we wouldn't share with other people. Or
so
trust that knowledge with anybody else.
So is she the only one you've dirty talked with?
I've done it before, but I think I've upped my game, shall we say.
Yeah.
Is it better?
Mm-hmm.
She's nodding.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty. But yeah, most of the time when dirty talk comes around, I throw in it as a joke. It's more of a
like with other
okay
people
joking around with naughty words and
uh-huh
such, whether it's just out on the dance floor or the smoking porch or sure. wherever we're at, or even upstairs.
So some people flirting. Are
in fact, there was one time where it was a long time ago. It was one of my first nights here. I started getting, it was maybe 2 months into here because there's some people I started getting to know, and we were upstairs together. And it was, I think, four of us. And I was cracking jokes left and right, and somebody said, "Shut up, Jack." And, I guess we're trying to get sexy here, and all my dirty talk is actually kind of more humorous and funny. Everybody was laughing, but
right.
it was throwing off the mood.
Well, and that's how I started dirty talking, because when stuff would get awkward or whatever, I'd crack a joke and, you know, lighten the mood. And I don't think that there's never a wrong way to start dirty talking. So, but you also mentioned that when we talked about the workshop later on, I basically ascertained that you've already kind of got your black belt in dirty talk.
I
so.
Feel like I am. I mean, yeah. Who knows? When it comes down to it, what people say behind closed doors to each other, I might be a white belt.
True.
But yeah. I feel like I'm at least a brown belt.
But there are certain levels. Like one of the points that I brought out was that a lot of people and part of the feedback that I got too, which I expressed to you, was that there are some people that just were like, "I don't know how to dirty talk. I've never dirty mm-hmm. talked." Blah blah blah. And most people are already doing that. They're already dirty talking with the compliments. It's like, "You got a nice ass." Well, that's dirty talk. You know, it's just a very basic level of that, and it's about.
See, I don't see that as dirty talk.
Right, because you've got some levels.
Somebody,
you've got some levels, but there are people that are comfortable saying that.
Or that dress makes your boobs look fantastic.
One of the best dirty talk compliments I ever got was I came out in my little pinup girl outfit, and one of our vanilla friends actually said, "You just wrecked that dress, didn't you?"
I'm a big fan of pointing out when women are exposing their nipples through their shirts or their outfit or their dress or whatever. I like to say hello to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So does dirty talk for you then have intention behind it, or is that part of it? I mean, if you're just wandering around the club and you're like, "Hey, nice ass," not dirty talk, because it's not necessarily meant to be a come on or pick up or even an introduction into the possibility of playing
both.
Later.
Sometimes
possibly.
It's just a friendly, you know, "Hey, it's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Her ass is looking great.
Okay.
I don't plan on mounting that ass, but I'm going to say, hey, nice ass."
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's definitely a different level then, I suppose.
Well, it can be. I mean, it's also intention, but it's also what's appropriate for the surrounding areas, because like you couldn't get away with that shit at the office.
But that same comment, true. I chalk up the same level of naughtiness as, "Those are great shoes. Nice shoes.
Great okay.
ass.
That's on the same
shoes." It's the same level of a compliment for me.
Except one's
here.
A little farther
not
north.
Yeah. Not
right. A little farther down the line too.
The office.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you compliment people's shoes at the office?
Sometimes when it's appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
I wouldn't comment on somebody's ass.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, no.
Anyways, this is I haven't had a Mai Tai in a long time.
Yeah, he went to Tiki Con a couple years ago, so he learned how to make a bunch of tiki drinks.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty awesome.
I know there's no pineapple spear in it. Sorry.
This is about 90% liquor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Except for the lime juice.
So there's a list of words, because one of the things that people aren't sure how to get started with the dirty talk mm-hmm. is like, what words do you use? What words are okay and what aren't? Because there's some, like, do you have words that just are turned off to you?
Schlong.
Schlong. The yes. schlong and the schlord of it.
Schlong.
Dick.
Dick. Mm-hmm.
Splooge.
Yeah.
I just can't find a sexy way of incorporating that one.
Coochie.
I'm just looking through your list you have here. Coochie's all right.
So we've got ass. Are those a turnoff?
Ass is not a turnoff.
Balls.
No,
okay.
Bastard. If I called you a dirty bastard.
Awesome. Oh, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could be awesome. Actually, I wanted to say that's I think my biggest hang up for dirty talk is the point at which it becomes appropriate in a relationship. That's, you know, if you know, I can say certain things to you, Jenga, that I know are going to be like, bam, that's going to work. And if we're to get, you know, we're together and I can bring something up and that's just going to turn it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
And then with some of my play partners, like, where do I start? Because if I go there immediately, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, it could work. It could be okay. But it could also be like
in the middle of it,
fucking emergency brake on the train.
In the middle of it, you're like, oh, you're such a dirty bitch.
Right.
Yeah. That could be, she'd be like, yeah, I am. Give it to me. Or, what the fuck did you just call me? What?
Exactly.
Right. Huh?
Exactly. So.
Oh, no.
Some negotiation may go into that.
Sure. But that's also one of those things that you can start out with the compliment dirty talk. The base level dirty talk, like, God, your ass is so hot, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. That's not typically going to be offensive to people. And that's a good way to work into it.
I found that the following works pretty well.
Yes.
Following upstairs or down a hall and just going,
That's one of my go-tos.
That ass.
That's one of my go-tos. Yes.
That's gotten me some looks and some let's hurry and get the fuck upstairs.
Hate to see you leave, but I'd love to watch you go.
Yeah, for sure. So there's a lot of words here that could potentially, you know, be super hot. Some women like to be called dirty cunts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
But you better not call them that in the street.
Yeah.
So it's
because there will be no freak in the bed.
What about moist? That's a big buzzword.
I have actually been told by a non-zero number of partners.
A non-zero number.
That moist is right out.
I've heard that too
word,
by at least one person.
There's
one
so
female,
many women.
That is dead stop. All engines off. You are
done. Context, it is
if the word moist
applied.
Comes out of your mouth.
Yes.
The last time I was told that, I said, you just said it twice. I'm fucked. And she said, I can say it.
I can say it, but you can't.
Right.
Exactly. I'm not sure how you use fellatio sexy.
Well, if you're a scientist.
Oh, my darling. I would appreciate
you
it.
You may
if
want to use
tonight,
the correct
perhaps,
terms.
You were to perform fellatio upon my
junk.
Junk. And afterward, if you're a good little cunt, I may just perform cunnilingus on your vagina. And then we'll go kill ourselves slowly.
Jeez.
No.
Sexy talk.
So how did you get started with dirty talking?
Who's that? Who are you asking?
Either one.
How did I get started?
Yeah. What's your superhero origin story with the naughty words?
The naughty words.
That's a good question. Where did that call come from? I don't think I can pick a point of time or a particular person who was an instructor or an enlightening moment that, boom, oh, I get it now. This is how I'm supposed to talk.
Mm-hmm. I had a girlfriend I was in college, and she told me that I needed to call her a dirty whore. And I was taken aback, and then I said, all right, I'll go for it, because whatever, I'm young and stupid. See what happens. Fucking worked. It was awesome. But it also introduced the idea of how do I just bring that up myself without talking about it beforehand? Because we were in the middle of going at it at the time, and she just whispered to me, just call me a dirty whore. Like, dirty whore. Boom. She came. Sweet. I will put some inflection on it next time, and that'll be fine. But yeah, it was just like, oh, okay. Oh, you can do this. It's not just a porn thing. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. It's not. Well, you know,
yeah, no.
Up until that point, porn had been really the only place where there's any exposure to that kind of,
right,
that
right.
kind of talk. But for instance, my previous girlfriend to that, had I said something like dirty whore, even if she had asked me to,
would have lost her fucking mind
yep. about it. Mm-hmm. And that's just, it's a personality thing. The next girlfriend after that probably would have been okay with it, but it took a lot longer to come up. I mean, this was like a couple of dates in with this girlfriend saying this. then the next girlfriend, it was probably 6 months into the relationship before.
Yeah, these aren't things that you're gonna.
And then we just
meet somebody at the club.
Jing and I just jumped right into it.
Oops.
It's pretty quick. First night, were you guys dirty talking the first night you met?
First night.
Were you fucking the first night you met?
Yes. Yep.
Wow, that was in stereo in both ears.
I call him my husband. It's a one night stand gone horribly awry.
Yeah. 4 o'clock in the morning, in the rain.
Outside.
Yep.
In the rain.
Yep. In front of her perfectly good apartment, which was dry.
Wow. Is there a fetish you guys have here that I don't know about?
That's why we moved to Seattle.
We like the rain, Captain Jack. We like the rain. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah, so that was,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. My mind's a little blown right now.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what this is all about, right?
As a matter of fact, I do fuck
minds.
On the first date.
As a matter of fact, you do.
Yeah. So, yes, we did jump into it, but I started dirty talking just as a way to kind of, I don't know, break the tension and the awkwardness of, you know, that comes with being in high school and fucking other high school-aged boys that are kind of awkward.
Yeah.
So, I'd tell dirty jokes.
It came early for you, huh?
It did.
Yeah.
It did. So.
Zing.
Yeah, and then it was just about, like, so there's a couple different types of dirty talk. There's the compliments. Then you can talk about fantasies. You know, you can also talk about mm-hmm. stories. You can describe what you're going to do to someone. You can describe, you know, what's been going on and what just happened. So there's a couple different levels and layers that you can get to. So, like, do you, when you dirty talk, what's your MO? Is it just about what's about to happen? Is it about fantasies?
It's more about role playing, I think.
Okay.
It has a lot to do with it. Sometimes just you dirty bitch.
Yeah, just the names and the, you know.
Prepare to be boarded.
Well, that's not exactly the role play I was talking about, but although pirates,
role playing pirates is fun.
Arr. Yeah,
that's fun.
Come mount my peg leg.
Yeah.
That okay? I gotta refocus. I just got a wink from my significant other over there.
Pirates is on.
Come on, Captain Jake.
What am I doing tonight? Okay.
Pirates.
Oh. So, what were we talking about?
What's your MO? Like, do you dirty talk to, like, is it about fantasy?
Casual dirty talk's more of comedy for me.
Okay.
Real dirty talk's more role playing, although there is good girl, bad girl. Fuck my ass real hard right now.
So direction, then.
There's some direction, sure.
Which is a nice way to do that, because the more formal it is, that's, you mm-hmm. know, not as.
It's got to feel spontaneous, not like when you're saying, call me a dirty whore, your previous partner.
Right.
I could never tell somebody, call me fill in the blank, and it do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be come around organically for me to really enjoy it from the other side.
Ah, so there has to be a bit of a mind reading element.
Yes,
so
which is sometimes hard to do with me.
She has to figure out what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of trying.
Experimentation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it,
which is good.
It's
but
gone over really well.
Kind of going down the.
Has there been a common theme for either one of you from partner to partner? Has it been different every time? Is there stuff that
everybody's so different? Oh God, women are so
there
different.
There are a lot of different. For me, the thread of, like, the one commonality is whore or slut.
Yeah.
That word.
Good girl, bad girl.
Also
alternating
that,
between those two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good naughty girl, which is that really. Good. Sorry, I'm still stuck on being a pirate.
Somebody get the puffy shirt.
Something right. In a name.
He's having an emergency.
Call Seinfeld.
Shit.
Oh, I think the older generations will get to that one, but the newer ones will not.
Fine, whatever. Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
That's right.
Okay, so you had a play partner that you left with.
Yes.
The night of the workshop.
Yes, I did.
But she, so I had the list of words to drive you wild, and I'll make this available on our website. So if people want to download this and, you know, talk to their partners about it or mm-hmm. find out what
Oh, she just words. She picked up the piece of paper and just started marking words off.
Like off that she didn't like.
This doesn't work. That's not going to work. Don't ever call me that. Don't say that.
Right.
That word is right out. It's a deal breaker.
But wasn't that like a huge leg up?
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to just...
I mean, half the words that she marked off, there's no way that they were ever going to come out of my mouth.
Am I making you moist?
Right, exactly. Mm. Turkey should be moist. But you should never call it that.
Dude, that doesn't fucking bother me. It's like...
It doesn't bother you, but it bothers some people.
It bothers 95% of the women out there.
Yeah, and probably...
Really?
60%.
Is that universal?
It's that bad. It's that bad.
Moist.
Am
I making you moist?
Yeah, you are.
Does it have something to do with the, like... The way feminine hygiene products are advertised or weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
We're getting
some nods from in
studio
the
audience.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of thought that it's just one of those, oh, well. And now, ladies, if you're ready for insertion, you should be moist. Hey. Good.
I don't know. It just never bothered me.
Don't get too clinical.
But, you know, that not much makes you squick either.
That's true.
Right.
It's got to be pretty intense.
It's got to be pretty damn rough. Like arms off kind of thing. Like
arms off.
Blah.
You know, now you're making me sound like a dirty whore.
Good. Good girl.
Well, a good dirty
some of
whore.
Them. Some of them also come across as non sequiturs too.
Like
which
what?
Which is funny. If you walked up to somebody and said hand job, and didn't
I
want to
give you a filthy hand job?
Ah, there's that.
But it's the accommodation, because I can't have like you know on one piece of paper like all the possible adjectives
sure.
that go with hand job. But some people don't like the word hand job. It's like
true.
I'd rather stroke. That's you know. As opposed to...
Can I give you a stroke?
I want to stroke your cock.
Given my current cardiac condition, you probably could.
Okay, here's the difference. I want to stroke your filthy cock. Or...
Well, yeah.
I want to give you a filthy hand job. That could be a difference.
One sounds like an action. The other sounds like the name of something that you might not want to try.
Maybe. But for some people, it
might
just be
spraying. Yeah, yeah. Hey.
You don't know.
I think it should be used as a battle cry.
Hand job!
Arr, hand job!
There be hand jobs aplenty, lads.
Well, like when I was doing stand-up comedy and that woman freaked the fuck out because I used Snatch.
Right. And you shut her
down. Oh, my God.
You shut her down by using all sorts of other words.
What?
Snatch was a bad one.
Snatch was a bad
one
for her.
So, apparently...
Yeah.
They say that if you can make it in Iowa, you can make it in anywhere. That's bullshit. If you can make it in Seattle, you can make it anywhere because people have no sense of humor.
In Iowa?
No.
In Seattle?
In
Seattle?
Oh, yeah. There's,
what?
There's
a sense
comics.
Of humor, but you have to be very... It's weird. You can kill a
is
room.
It a,
with
is it a nerdy sense
color.
Of humor you
no.
got?
No.
It's politically correct, uptight bullshit is what
really?
It is. Yeah. So she had made... she had written down notes while I was doing my set of all the words that I shouldn't use. And...
The best part, I think, is she probably didn't make that list for any of the guys that were on
Oh,
stage.
Hell no, she didn't. Hell no. Hell no. The boys bought me shots afterwards, too, because I was doing...
Here?
Yeah, in Bellevue.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Bellevue. So I had this joke about, you know, being in corporate America, and the guys were talking about how big their dicks were, and blah, 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 blah. And so I said, oh, yeah, well, you know, I've had two kids, and my snatch is still as tight as a drum. And it was a great punchline for the mm-hmm. setup and whatever. And she came up and she's like, you shouldn't say that word. That's just, it's just rude. It's just rude. I said, oh, okay. I apologize. I'll rewrite that joke. And how about cunt? Should I use cunt? And she just had this horrified look on her face. And I just walked away.
Vagina. You should use vagina.
It sounds like a medical instrument. Yeah. And vagina, that's the canal.
Yeah.
It's not anatomically correct. You're talking
true.
About
the bits.
The bits.
The
whole
bits.
Labia.
But the
bits. Yeah. So your date,
yes,
said that the titillating talk, which was the second section of this little handy dandy handout,
yes,
which was just to give people an idea,
mm-hmm.
and I broke it up into submissive and dominant.
Yes.
So the way that it was written and the research that I did was being more aggressive or passive,
yes.
but people don't like those words necessarily. So I used
True.
Submissive and dominant. And what was her freak out about?
It wasn't a freak out.
Or was it
was
not
just
a freak
it
out,
was a
I
comment. It was a comment on she read through the list of phrases and said nothing in that list seems particularly submissive, nor does anything seem particularly dominant. And it was just the label at the top of the list didn't strike her. The list didn't strike her as pertaining to that particular word, because in her world, submissive and dominant mean something entirely different than
sure.
just aggressive or passive.
Right.
So those two things do work. I mean, those two fit into the definition, but that's dominant means a whole other.
It's dominating.
Right.
Right. And
yeah.
and I assume you're referring to BDSM.
Indeed.
So but with submissive and dominant, submissive it can be more of having someone take you and
mm-hmm.
you know, how do you do dirty talk if you're submissive?
How do you do dirty talk if you're submissive?
Yeah.
You ask for things.
You ask for them?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to commanding them.
Please. Yeah.
So.
Please allow me to.
Does this list do that?
Maybe I'm yours tonight, baby. The last one on the list for submissive there. Because in that
I can't wait to feel you inside of me, or come here and kiss,
right.
lick, or bite me. So
the come
demand.
Here, come here and wait.
That's
yeah,
dominant.
That's on the dominant. Yes.
As opposed
yeah,
to
I was just actually just looking at the submissive list there.
Right.
On that one, and the last one kind of fits. But that's a very specific world, and we actually had a really good conversation about around that.
Okay.
About what it means and what it means here in context, and what it means in context for her outside of this place.
Sure.
And that's really where the thought was coming from, was that for her these mean something very specific, and when she sees them out of context it kind of, you know, can be jarring. And then when I said, okay, well, here, because of the way the club runs and because of the kind of wide swath of people who are really just exploring.
Right.
A lot of them are just starting out with this. A lot of them have no idea, you know, that to say, you know, yes, ma'am, to somebody would not necessarily occur to a lot of people, you know.
Right.
Or that, you know, the word cock, you know, means something other than rooster. Really.
Yeah.
But that's where it is. And the education part of it comes in, and so yeah, we had a really, really good,
good.
Discussion about that.
Good.
So
that's
looking
really
at
cool.
this list, reading through it,
I learned a lot.
Nice.
The
I'm
submissive phrases are all about, generally speaking, all about how that person feels,
mm-hmm.
or about feelings. The dominant phrases are all about action
and direction.
And direction.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Oh.
All feels too descriptive.
Yeah.
Too
what would you do?
Too scripted.
Ah.
I don't know. I don't want to look at a list and then have to think back, okay, what should I... It's all just organic and natural for me, and
mm-hmm.
it's not something I can learn. And
right.
maybe that's why I was not invested into the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it was like, this is something you practice. You maybe learn. It's probably good for people who've never gone through it before. Okay,
right.
give them the idea. This is something that's fun and enjoyable, and you should learn some aspect of this to practice with your partner. Okay, that was great for that.
Mm-hmm.
But once you know that this is a fun thing, that felt too scriptive. And I finally got it just sitting here. That's why I was just not interested in that whole workshop.
Because you already get it.
Maybe.
I think
know.
You do. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to articulate why it didn't fit and work for you. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's why I'm not offended.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to go upstairs.
Know? Yeah. And you did. Don't pretend
yes,
like I cock-blocked
I did.
You.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. No, you're not getting in the way of that.
Oh. That's dirty talk right there.
Mm.
Oh. How's that treating you?
This drink is making me dirty.
Yeah. So how does
right.
the dirty talk enhance for you guys?
Oh, there's some times where I am, we've been going at it for a while, and it just appears that I'm not going to be able to achieve maybe the second round.
Get out of my head.
I know.
God.
I'm not able to come again.
Okay.
First time's usually no problem. Second time around, meh. It could, I'd never count on it. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. Never count on it. And where she can say just the right thing at the right time, and it's always best if I don't see it coming, I'm not expecting it, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, boom, ejaculation.
Nice.
Coming all over the place.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, where I think I'm worn out. This is, you know, can't be about ready to be done with this, and all of a sudden, I am having a big old orgasm.
So do you get a picture in your head of what she's talking about?
Oh,
is
yeah.
it like a little movie?
Visualization? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even things that she is doing or saying.
Sure. And that's what pushes you over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. A visual. It's.
So have you found that some of your dirty talk fantasies have then become reality? Because you have access to more.
A few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. A lot of it. I mean, just at this club. You can make a lot of fantasies a reality.
Sure.
Especially just by swapping. If that's your fantasy, mm-hmm. playing with other people, it's totally fulfilling her.
Mm-hmm.
As far as there's sometimes where the denial, where you're, you know, maybe the scene is involving somebody saying no, where you have a safe word,
mm-hmm.
which really means no. But if they're saying no, it's not something you want to do here. Because you get ears ringing if mm-hmm. if somebody's upstairs saying no, no, no.
Right.
The overprotectiveness of the male members of this club kick into action. I've mm-hmm. seen it before.
Which is encouraged.
Yes, there's yeah. nothing wrong with that. Yeah. And it's probably not the right place for some fantasies to be fulfilled. But
sure.
Definitely, yeah. Many fantasies filled here.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about you?
Oh, yeah, lots of things have gone from dirty talk into fantasy into reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like?
Now we're in that private zone again. But that no, it's just things that I find particularly arousing.
Mm-hmm.
And like Captain Jack over there, I have the same sort of, if I'm not going to finish or it's going to be another half an hour or whatever, the right combination of words can just, boom, do it. You know?
Done deal.
And that same combination of words at the beginning?
Wouldn't have.
Would not
yeah.
have.
True.
Yeah. Wouldn't
yeah.
have done
so
anything
timing.
For it.
Very
yeah.
true.
Yeah. It's just that last little bit. And spontaneity's okay. I don't have a problem asking for, like, talk to me. Do so, you know, say something
yeah.
to me.
Well,
you
we've
know,
got,
I don't have an issue
like,
that.
We have this thing, tell me a story.
Tell me a story.
Yeah. And that for us, like, we play separately quite a bit. We have regular play partners that are either single or have a spouse that's an absentee because of travel or jobs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it really is a way to kind of strengthen that intimacy by, and we, you know, we keep private things private with our play partners. We have respect for that, and if there's stuff that they don't want us to talk about, then we don't. But you know, re-describing the sexy times
yeah.
can be very hot.
Yeah.
Very
reliving
hot.
Something can be hot.
Yeah.
But
that makes
yeah.
for morning
but not
wood,
just but not just reliving
woodier.
It. Not just reliving it, but actually recounting what we were doing with our other partner to
yeah.
our
each other. Yeah.
Each other.
Yeah.
And we
really
found
really
that like when we played with other couples, like did the swap or whatever, we're like, so that was pretty hot. And we wouldn't have any dirty talk about it.
Right.
Well, you were there.
Yeah.
So
you remember.
We had that one time we
so
were.
So, honey, let's.
The, yeah.
And you remember
that
part
with
the. And then when he, whoa, that was, ah, God, okay, I'm done.
So what I found with us, we fantasize, we dirty talk about things we want to do the next time we're with that particular couple or woman or something that, oh, next time, you, oh, you'd really like it if, you know, blah, 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 fill in the blank.
Does that then translate into action the next time you're with that?
If we're lucky.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great. It hasn't really happened yet, but we do talk a lot about what we want to do with. We're still so new in this lifestyle of, we're scratching the surface as a couple.
Of course. Really.
I think everybody is, though. I think that it just, it's always changing and evolving, and it's new and different dynamics with different people, and you're going to be at different stages of your relationship. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the other funny thing that we found is that our dirty talk has evolved over the years because, like, oh, man, the super titillating dirty talk used to be about threesomes.
Oh, yes. Yes, it did. Oh, my God. It was so, oh, what's happening?
Right.
Boring. No.
it is and it's not.
Well, reality intrudes on fantasy.
It does. Yeah. And you know, it's like, I don't know. Like the whole fantasy of like setting up at a hotel room with another girl and
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you actually got that for your birthday.
Got that for my birthday. And it fucking rocked. Yeah. And then, but that a story that is based on that experience could work very well for dirty talk.
True.
For a story, you know. A story that is tangential to that or comes off of that could also, like, you know, the next time we get together with that person or whatever could work very well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it also opens up the opportunity. Well, that slot's now open. Let's see what else we can throw in there and see, you know, we'll pitch around for some ideas.
Mm-hmm. There's an open slot.
There's always an open slot here.
Mm-hmm. Needs to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You
I just
guys.
Got the head shake.
What?
You guys. Any recent adventures?
Recent adventures.
We were talking about doing this as a segment. Recent adventures.
Recent adventures. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, the last podcast, we kind of described one.
Recent adventure.
One of my recent. It was the threesome that we had and the positioning that we.
Oh, yeah.
Girlfriend on her back, our unicorn on top of her. Kissing her, making out, and me behind the unicorn doing doggy to her, and my girlfriend grabbing my legs, mm-hmm. pulling me into her.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was very nice.
So was that the visual for you on that with the two ladies? I mean, if you were
it was another
fucking
well, when we
reenacted
it, the podcast, it was a definite visual, and it got me going again. Yes, I want to do it again.
Yeah, you got to try that again, except put the Hitachi between the two girls' clits.
We're
yeah.
going to up the ante.
Yeah,
you right. better believe it.
Let me know if you need a spotter.
The 101.
I need an extra hand.
Okay. Yeah. No touching. No touching.
Fluffer.
And just so you know now, Jack, we're bringing in the Hitachi. Stand clear.
We're going to.
Please hold. That was my most recent eye-popping experience. Although Halloween was, I mean,
so how did that? Did the girls just start making out? Like, how did that come about?
Well, no, the girls were making it. It was my girlfriend. She instigated it. We've talked about it before.
She's such a dirty whore.
And I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. Okay, sure, whatever. I mean, we talked a lot.
She a naughty slut.
She's
a bad girl.
She likes to be called slut sometimes. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Naughty girl, good girl, bad girl, good girl. She loves the good girl, especially when she's doing something really naughty.
Yeah.
Good girl. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Good girl.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What were we talking about again?
Pirates again?
Arr, yeah.
So how did it come about? Did the girls just start making out?
Well, it was towards the end of our play session that we had. And
yeah.
And we were upstairs and we've played with her before. She's a great girl. And got to the point where, hey, let's have sex now. And so we did several positions, which were awesome. She's a great squirter when she's on top.
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend decided let's reenact this without me really even realizing that we're doing this because we talked about it before. And it was like one of those things, okay, whatever. Well, sure, it might be fun. And it happened, and wow, it was awesome, that particular position. Because I was basically along for the ride. I was just kneeling there, and I was being moved by somebody else,
mm-hmm,
and another girl, and
mm-hmm,
bam, done deal. It wasn't really dirty talk so much, but it was a great recent experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then Halloween, the Halloween party, we were with another couple that we had played with before, and we found a lost unicorn.
Oh,
and she was very cute. And she was actually a little uncomfortable being there by herself. She's normally here with her partner, who is now overseas. And she said, oh, yeah, go ahead. Go have fun. And
yeah,
we took her under our wing, and the four of us. And so it was the five of us total. And that was a blast for a group session. It was
nice.
Really a blast. And, in fact, we even kind of played separately that particular night because my girlfriend wandered off with a couple to go have a shower or whatever, and I didn't really think of it. And here I am with the unicorn,
mm-hmm,
going at it, and then it hits me. Wait a second. Where's my girlfriend? Where's she at?
Right.
And then it hit me. Oh, wait. Okay, she said this is okay. Okay. I just want to make sure all the bases were covered in my head.
Yeah.
Right.
And if she seemed to just disappear, I'd be like, oh, done. Got to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do not want to ruin this experience, this whole lifestyle experience for either one of us.
Yeah, for sure.
Of sex is not worth that.
No, definitely not.
But no, it turned out great. It was awesome. Five of us had a blast.
Sweet.
In a packed house.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my husband, and I've got a regular play partner, and neither one of them were at club the other night. I was here all by myself, and I had a hall pass. I was like, go do whatever you want. So I was hitting on three different guys. Like, yeah, I'm gonna.
What night was this?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And I was like, hell yeah, this is gonna happen. I was going, you know, dancing with one of them on the dance floor, and like, you know, totally flirting, putting on the moves. And we have this thing now called the fuck it list, which we talked about. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him, oh yeah, you're on my list. You're on my list. Mm-hmm. That's my new pickup line, right? And my hip's feeling better, so I'm like, okay, mm-hmm, I'm willing to like play with new people and blah blah blah.
You hear that, Captain Jack?
Not one. And here's what happened. So we have kids. They know about the club. One of them is 17. She had a crisis and called the front desk. And it was like I got pulled away from a conversation. I was about to close the deal and go upstairs. I got cock blocked by my kid on the phone.
Yeah.
But you still love her.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
She did
absolutely
exactly what she was supposed to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. So that was my latest adventure.
Mm-hmm. I saw you working that the other night, too.
Yeah.
All right on.
I'm kind of sorry I missed that.
Here you go, Jenga. He's a pretty cool guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any fun adventures for you?
I have had a lot of fun adventures. I'm not sure that I can talk about them at the moment.
That's all right.
They're outside of club. And it's sort of a new thing, and I'm really enjoying exploring it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
But definitely offline.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all really about clearances at the moment.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think we need to have her on the podcast.
Yes, that is coming up.
Yes.
Yes.
For sure.
But yeah, I need
for
to
sure
make sure that everything is on the up and up.
Of course.
Thanks for sharing, guys.
My pleasure.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
I love sharing with you.
I know. It's dirty. Dirty talking. Dirty talking here on the O-Face Podcast. So where can people find us?
TheO-FacePodcast.com, where you can download all of our episodes. If you want to email us, and please do, Norbert is ready to take questions, TheO-FacePodcast@gmail.com, and follow us on the Twitters at TheO-FacePodcast.
If you have questions or comments or anything, criticisms, whatever,
yeah,
we'd love to hear them.
Yep.
Please.
Yep. I'm Miss Jenga.
I'm Freckles.
And I'm Captain Jack.
Thanks for listening and keep it sexy.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Fucking unprofessional. Just asking you for a goddamn time check.
Oh wait, what happened to your microphone?